The once grand and still historic Valparaiso Mansion, known most recently as the White House Restaurant, is coming down. The building will be demolished next week after falling into decades of disrepair. Valparaiso Mayor Matt Murphy said in a city news release that while it's sad to see the building go, it has been equally sad to see it so long neglected. Murphy says as the city and its citizens fondly remember the Valparaiso landmark, we also look forward to seeing new energy at this important corner of Valparaiso. Downtown. The 21-room home was built at the close of the Civil War. A fire in 1998 left the structure substantially damaged. The city said prior to demolition that the home had been reviewed by architectural salvage professionals, rescuing notable fixtures such as chandeliers, woodwork, and hardware. The property will be developed into owner-occupied homes known as Calkins Hill, named after William T. Calkins, the Valparaiso merchant and inventor who originally owned the property. Fagonell Builders, LLC, will do the development. Calkins Hill will include 8 paired townhomes and 2 detached homes, according to Larry Hitz, broker-owner of Berkshire Hathaway Executive Group, who is representing the property. Hitz says they are already seeing a lot of interest from local buyers. To facilitate development of the entire corner, Valparaiso's Redevelopment Commission has purchased the neighboring property at 301 East Jefferson, which had also fallen into disrepair. The city intends to demolish the aged building currently on the site and later resell the property to the developers of Calkins Hill at the city's original purchase price, plus any carrying costs, including the cost of demolition. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.